This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
In a little less than an hour, bells will toll first in Memphis and then around the world to mark the 50th anniversary of the assassination of Martin Luther King Jr. Correspondent Jonathan Surrey reports on the observances from Memphis.
Thousands gathered in Memphis to commemorate the 50th anniversary of the assassination of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.
When I was 16 years of age, a man touched my life and redirected my path. And today, I'm looking at the exhilarated voices of young people around the United States of America who are again feeling the same thing that I felt.
On April 3, 1968, King and his entourage came to Memphis to support striking sanitation workers. He rallied them with his "I've been to the mountaintop" speech. The following evening, civil rights leader and former UN ambassador Andrew Young remembers joking around with King back at their motel.
I said something smart, and he picked up a pillow and threw it at me. And I threw it back, and then everybody picked up pillows and started beating me up. And it was like, this was the happiest moment I had seen.
Moments later, King stepped onto the balcony outside room 306 of the Lorraine Motel when a shot fired from a window of a boarding house across the street.
I saw his shoes stuck in the grate, and I ran up the steps and realized that that he'd been shot, and he was laying there in a puddle of blood.
The site of King's assassination is now preserved as part of the National Civil Rights Museum.
He was able to capture the human predicament in a way that very few are able to capture it.
King's youngest daughter, Bernice, toured a new exhibit honoring her father's life. As with many, she comes to this place not just to remember what happened half a century ago, but to celebrate the enduring impact King continues to have on American society.
He left us with a blueprint for moving forward.
And Chris, the National Civil Rights Museum is going to mark the moment King was assassinated, 6:01 p.m. Central Time, by ringing a bell. And then in two-minute increments, bells will begin to toll throughout the city of Memphis, and then nationally, and then around the world. Chris?
Jonathan Surrey reporting tonight from Memphis. Jonathan, thank you.
What an incredible legacy, to say the least, that 50 years later we remember. And there's something significant about 50, by the way, and we're going to talk more in depth about that with Dr. Alveda King, the niece of Martin Luther King, who continues to, be the holder, I guess, of the legacy, if I might say, of MLK. And it is always an honor to be talking with Dr. King, and looking forward to having that big discussion about the 50th anniversary, something hugely significant. And I believe it's one that Dr. King would connect with as well, being a spiritual man. And as his niece would say, and those that knew Dr. King personally, not that there would be any claim of perfection. Dr. King, after all, was human, never claimed to be a saint. He was a man called of God at that particular time and space. And what he gave to this country and what he gave to, and I say to the United States of America, because that is what impresses me most, that he was a unifying agent in the midst of disunification. The spirit of disunification, emblematic in the governor as we'll recall, of George Wallace and what he had to stand up to. I'm talking about Martin Luther King. That conversation will continue. Thank you for joining us. This is Bill Martinez. We are live. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Just about 5 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident that all men are created equal. I am not known for God. Of the moral universe is long, but it bends towards justice.
These great experiences are not based on a bargaining relationship, not an if faith, but a though faith. And I'm coming to my conclusion now. And I want to say to you this morning, my friends, that somewhere along the way, you should discover something that's so dear, so precious to you, so eternally worthful that you will never give it up. You ought to discover some principle. You ought to have some great faith that drips you so much.
Yes.
That you will never give it up.
Like anybody, I would like to live a long life. Longevity has its place. But I'm not concerned about that now. I just want to do God's will. And He's allowed me to go up to the mountain. And I've looked over. And I've seen the promised land.
Bill Martinez live.
Well, I'll tell you, his voice and those words echo through the ages, don't they? I mean, 50 years since his murder, and his voice and the power of his words, you know, they're so anointed. You know, those of us of faith understand God's anointing. There's just some divine presence and touch on the words that we speak. And Dr. King understood this probably as well as anybody else who has ever had a confrontation with God, and spoke with an economy of words, but with powerful words that came from the throne room that represented the heart of God. This is what Dr. King did and what he continues to do in his death, that those words are so powerful. That is the beauty of the anointed word of God, the way it goes out, is that even 50 years later, it has such passion and meaning. And as I was mentioning to you earlier, and as I said, we're going to be talking with Dr. Alveda King in just a moment, and she mentions in her release about 50, that it represents jubilee, a season of grace and freedom. I mean, think about that for just a moment. You know, 50. This was something that in the Old Testament, You know, God had commanded to the Jews that every 50 years, everything would, all the slates would be clean. It was a time of coming back, reclaiming property, things, you know, it was just the ultimate time to, you know, etch a sketch, whatever it is in your life, and kind of to have a do-over every 50 years. And to appreciate God's grace and what he knew, because he knew that we were we're human beings. We're going to make mistakes along the way. And there needs to be accommodation. There needs to be some opportunity to kind of, you know, start over. And God, in his wisdom, commanded the children of Israel that every 50 years that there would be this year of Jubilee, this celebration, again, that would bring us back to God if we had fallen away, and help us understand that all debts were clear and that we were free, because that's what God's heart is all about, is that his creation would be free. And I would think that Dr. King, if he were alive today, would look at his 50 years and look back upon what he did. Again, not just for Black America. And I want to be careful about this. As you know, I've been sensitive about bifurcating, because this is the problem, this identity politics that we've gotten into. We're all Americans. You know, as one pastor so rightfully said here recently, he said he grew up in Black America. Black America was, you know, drinking at different water fountains and, not being able to eat at restaurants and being abused. Sadly, some of that still exists today in our social justice or maybe social injustice. And this is something that I am growing to appreciate more and more each day, is that when you are not a person of color, even though I'm Hispanic and I've gone through some aspects of prejudice and discrimination. But I can tell you, the way we were raised, and I'm so grateful for my parents, and it's not so much that they kept us from that, because it was there. I mean, it was prevalent. But we just didn't focus about it. We didn't talk about it. And we were fortunate in our family to not have it be a factor. I know my dad would talk about it and certain experiences that he went through. And I say, you know, myself, I mean, gosh, you know, you think about it, you know, coming into the broadcast world, you know, in Los Angeles at the time, this is back in, you know, the early 70s, 1972, there wasn't a Hispanic in LA radio. On a contemporary radio station, you never heard a Hispanic last name. And so here I come in the scene, and all of a sudden they hear the name Martinez in Los Angeles, and they're, you know, what's going on? It was kind of a breakthrough experience, and I'm grateful to one of the top radio personalities I ever worked with and was privileged to work with, Wolfman Jack, because when I went to the radio station, though it wasn't that far away, you know, about 30 miles south, I'd been using my real name when I was in the Marine Corps and working at the radio station there in Santa Ana, California. But go to L.A. and they go, no, you can't use Bill Martinez. That's unheard of. And Wolfman Jack went to the management and said, you need to let him use his real name. And it was upon his assistance and encouragement that management finally buckled and allowed that to be the case. But, you know, kind of amazing. I look back and you think, wow, 1972, you know. So there was that discrimination. But as I said to you earlier, is that I'm sensitive to the bifurcation of this country, because this identity politics does us no good. It separates us. It ununited states us, if I can put it in those terms, right? And Dr. King, if he were alive today, if I might say, and I'm especially curious to get Albita's read on this too, regarding the 50 and about Jubilee, that it's about time that we all just live under all that Dr. King had shared with us, and to let go of those chains that hold us back, those perceptions, those things that we can't forgive. And I say this with all due respect and consideration, because unless you're Black and you experience what it's like to be pulled over, by a police and know that you've grown up in such a way to be fearful of the police because of all the stories, the bad stories, the urban legends, or even some of the truths that you've heard about that have happened to family members, you know, what it must be like for them. And for them as a segment of our community, our brothers and sisters, that they'd have to be worried every time they're pulled over. And I'm here in Long Beach, and I got to tell you, it wasn't that long ago where there was a Long Beach police officer who was abused by fellow police officers simply because they're black. They didn't even realize that he was a police officer. Kind of disgusting when you think about it. But anyway, we're going to get in more of that with Dr. King when we come back. Thank you for being with us as we remember Dr. Martin Luther King.
Healthcare reform is confusing. But whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's BuySellMakeOffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And BuySellMakeOffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Mm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
It's about time someone had the courage to say it. Bill Martinez, live.
I'm just a
progress. That's what it's all about, right? 19 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Just the way you like us, fresh and independent, 3 hours every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. We are connecting with Dr. Albeda King, and Dr. King, of course, an evangelist, director of civil rights for the unborn, for Priests for Life. She is the niece of civil rights leader Martin Luther King, and daughter of civil rights activist Reverend A.D. King, and his wife, Naomi Barbara King. So hopefully we'll be able to. I know she's been on quite a pace, obviously, as you can remember, as you can imagine, you know, with it being 50 years and her being, you know, the one that really champions and it continues to hold the legacy of the King family. And she is often the spokesperson for everything that has to do with Martin Luther King. I know a little bit later on, they're going to today, they're going to be at the U.S. Park Service celebrating the newly proclaimed MLK National Historic Park. We're still, you know, hoping and, you know, getting a message to her to see if we can connect. As I said, I really wanted to spend some time with her because she brought this up about the year of Jubilee and what that represents. And as I was suggesting, the year of Jubilee is the time to clean slates, the time that God, whatever entanglements that the children of Israel would get into, and this heritage, the heritage of the year of Jubilee, you know, continues and is relevant to all people of faith. You know, as Jesus said when he came to not eradicate the law or anything that was sent before him, but to be a fulfillment of that. So we can look back and see where the year of Jubilee, the 50th anniversary, was a year of significance. You know, God gave that as a gift to the children of Israel so that whatever entanglements, whatever, you know, things that they had accumulated in the previous years, that they could be liberated from them, those things that were holding them back. And I would dare say that when we look back over the previous 50 years thinking about Martin Luther King, and what he brought to the conversation and what he meant for Black America, and also what it meant for all of America. I mean, here was somebody who had the courage to come forth. And you think about it. I mean, he had been beaten, jailed, the abuse that he endured, he and his followers, for the sake of what? You know, for the sake of humanity. And he understood the sacredness of individuality, of our personhood. He appreciated that. People of faith understand that. That this is why we recoil, you know, with abortion and the acceptance of abortion. I mean, this is God's creation, the sacredness of humanity, made in the image of God. All that represents. And Dr. King joins us now. Albeda, good to have you with us. I was just to kind of bring you up to date. I was really impressed in your statement about 50 representing Jubilee. That
yes.
If your uncle was here and all in giving people the background of what it represented for the children of Israel, that, you know, along the way, we would pick up things that would hold us back, that would enslave us, so to speak, if I can use that term. And God dictated and commanded the children of Israel to clean the slate every 50 years. And I saw this. I mean, this spoke volumes to me when I saw your comment about the 50-year Jubilee, that if your uncle was here today, he would say, drop those chains off, accept your freedom. And he would say that to Black America and to all Americans, because we need to bask and celebrate the 50th Jubilee. In this particular case, it happens to be for your uncle, MLK. But I think that your uncle continues to give us a spiritual gift and a remembrance that heightens, you know, all of America, does it not?
It does. And, you know, Bill, I just finished a little talk I'm going to give this morning. I have to do the invitation mm-hmm. at the dedication of the Martin Luther King National Historic Park that was signed into law by President Trump on January 18th. The bill was introduced by Congressman John Lewis, a veteran civil rights leader.
Right.
And so with those remarks, I wrote a song in 1973, Let Freedom Ring. And yes. I said that we, God gave it to me to share with the world, lest we forget to thank God for his gift of profit to the world. And President Trump says we don't worship government, we worship God. So we thank God for Martin Luther King Jr., my uncle. Yes, my dad is brother, and they worked together in the civil rights movement and were taken from us. But the jubilee, the liberty that you're speaking of, Bill, the Bible says, let those who have ears to hear, let them hear. So some people, jubilee will go right over their heads. But I'm so glad that you are taking this moment to talk to your vast audience about the importance of being free, loving, forgiving, repenting, waking up, and becoming the one blood, one human race of Acts 17:26. We're not different races. Right. My uncle said we could learn to live together as brothers, and I added sisters, and we won't perish together as fools. I decree that. Yes. So I'm so excited that you are sharing this today.
Yeah, this is a powerful time because, as Jesus would say, when he liberated people from their sin, he would say, and go forth and sin no more, right?
Sin no more. You're healed. Don't sin no more.
Exactly. And I believe what your uncle and your father would say to all of America on this jubilee time and period is to let go of those things that have held you back. And let them fall away and go forth. If we can say it, you know, sin no more. And the representation of what that sin is that which makes you less than what God has intended for you, right?
Oh, my goodness, my brother. That is so true. And that's so much at ease of us. You know, we live with the lie of skin color, separate races, since probably the garden, Satan started to confuse people with outer appearance. It is our blood that is designed and given to us by God, and then the blood of Jesus, which is so much more potent and powerful, that even cleanses all sin, you see?
Yes.
And so we can love each other now. And today, everyone who's listening to Bill and to Alveda, just think, first, say, God, forgive me of my sins. And then if you've actually hurt somebody, whether they want to accept your apology or not, just say, look, I never meant to hurt you. And if you've hurt someone or if someone has hurt you, let's extend that olive branch. We can do that. And that's one good tribute for yesterday, the fourth. That's behind us now.
Yes.
Today we're moving forward. 50 Forward is the theme that Bernice King, my cousin, the CEO of the King Center, Reverend Dr. Bernice King, 50 Forward. Her daddy wrote, where do we go from here?
Move on.
Wake up.
Right. Well, you go forth in your liberty. As your uncle said, when we truly believe in the sacredness of the human personality, we won't exploit people. We won't trample over people with the iron feet of oppression. We won't kill anybody. We can't kill anybody if you understand that we're made in the image of God. And we need to fall before a holy God and say, we've messed up. And God,
I have just a few seconds.
Yeah, you've got a minute left here, so go ahead. It's all yours. You got it.
Martin Luther King Jr. Oh God, 1961. Oh God, our gracious Heavenly Father, we thank thee for the inspiration of Jesus Christ, and grant that we will love thee with all our heart, soul, and mind, and love our neighbors as we love ourselves. Even in these days of emotional tension, let us put down our differences and rise up in heat and wait and long for the day when there shall be no sunset and no dawn. Amen. We talked about forgiving.
There it is. On this 50th anniversary this year of Jubilee, may we all go forth and live as free men. We all bleed the same, Mandisa sings, and we do. And Dr. King, is always an honor to have you with us. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, my friend.
God take care. Bye. God bless. All right, bye-bye.
This report is brought to you by Marcus by Goldman Sachs.
Americans' total credit card debt continues to climb, with the average household carrying a credit card balance of over $15,000. According to NerdWallet's American Household Credit Card Debt Survey, 61% of Americans who have ever owned a credit card have carried a balance from 1 month to the next. I'm Andrea Warrock, ambassador for Marcus by Goldman Sachs. To get your financial house in order this spring, explore your options when it comes to paying off credit card debt. If you carry a balance on one or multiple cards, consider consolidating debts by taking out a personal loan. You can find these loans online with lenders such as Marcus by Goldman Sachs, which offers no-fee, fixed-rate personal loans to help consumers with good credit pay off high-interest, variable-rate credit card debt. For more information, please visit www.marcus.com. That's www.marcus.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Over the last 4 years, 3 of the biggest online precious metal dealers have gone bankrupt and one was put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live. Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, not only feel, but be alive, huh? 28 minutes before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. The former Hollywood actress, pop culture expert, Tina Griffin, joins us. We're talking the counterculture mom. Miss Tina, how we doing?
We're doing great. This is a 3-hour show today, correct? We got 42 topics to cover.
Only 42? What happened? Did you miss some? I know I was going over all this stuff, and I thought, oh, my goodness, we'll not dilly or dally. We'll jump into it. But very quickly, because I tell you, I was looking at your website and seeing these apps that parents need to be aware of. I mean, this is quite shocking, Tina, these 10 apps that our kids are using that parents don't know about that look very benign. But beyond the picture or the icon of the app is danger. It's lurking.
Oh, yeah. And it doesn't look that bad at all just by looking at the little logo in it. You know, it's not that big of a deal, except for the hot or not. You can tell the little flame with the heart in the middle. It's like a hookup site for kids to go on there and hook up with other kids.
Yeah.
That you can tell is dangerous. But, yeah, a lot of them just look like great connections and meeting friends and putting out your opinion and having friends follow you. But if you dig in a little bit deeper, you'll find out that these are things you really want to watch out for, including things like Instagram and even Pinterest. I know it wasn't on the top 10 list, but Pinterest has been pushing games on kids that are very sexual in nature, and a lot of parents do not have a clue that these ads are popping up. Unwanted ads. It's not
right.
As if kids are even searching for it. It's just blasted out in front of them.
Well, I want to go back to what you said earlier in terms of hookup. See, what most parents don't understand is the whole concept of hookup. I mean, yeah. You know, they're kind of shocked when they go, is that, was that, I've heard my kid use that. Is that what that means? That's what it connotes. And it's the interpretation in the kid's lingo that it's very sexual. And that's what that's all about. We say hookup. It sounds so casual in that, but no, this is where it's leading. It's just like, you know, why words matter, and we need to understand what these apps are doing. You know, like you have Burn Book. It's you can post anonymous rumors about people through audio yeah. messages, texts, and photos. I mean, this is all forms of bullying here that are within the apps that your teen may be utilizing and you're not aware of because it, you know, you're really not sure. You know, it sounds kind of benign, Burn Book. You know, what does that mean? Well, you might look into it with some of these. And just as you said, Yellow, an app designed to allow teens to flirt with each other in a Tinder-like atmosphere. I mean, we want teens already dealing with their sexuality to really light them up. So now we're going to provide an app that accommodates that even more.
That's exactly it. And the calculator, I've been talking about that one for the last year.
Right.
That one is very deceptive. It looks just like the regular calculator app on a smartphone, and yet kids have it. It's a calculator with a percentage sign behind it.
Mm-hmm.
And parents look at their phone. They're doing their due diligence on making sure their kids don't have weird apps on there. They see calculator apps thinking, oh, you're fine. Nope, this app literally lets people put pornographic images in it, store it, share it with their friends, and parents wouldn't have a clue unless they actually knew exactly if that calculator app is a fraudulent or not. I mean, it's getting to be to the point where it's like a 24/7 job just to stay up to date with apps and TV shows and everything else. That's mm-hmm. where I come in, where I can help navigate through all this. But it's a lot to handle with the technology digital age.
Yeah, and it just keeps coming, just like you said. It is so profusive that and pervasive. It's amazing. Like Ask FM has ask.fm. It's an anonymous question and get an answer. Now, sounds harmless, right? However, this has been linked to the most severe forms of cyberbullying.
Yep. There's a lot out there. If anything, the thing that we can do to combat the problem is raise our kids on scripture and have them know truth from fallacy. And hopefully to a point where our kids are coming up to me saying, like for my case, with Jake being 9, he'll come up to me and say, my friends across the street are watching this TV show. Well, and he goes, it's not great. Here's the content. This is what they were telling me. And I'll do research, or I already know about the show, and validate that. But at least he's starting to learn why it's not a wise thing. So hopefully when parents can grasp on a counterculturemom.com or go to other resources that talk about these issues and what to watch out for when we teach our kids, not to say you better not have the app hot or not, or I'm taking your phone away. Well,
exactly.
That won't
yeah.
solve the problem. Let's teach them why it's not a good idea to have that app on the phone. And then give them positive apps they can connect with, be safe, and no pedophile is going to connect with them. And explain the why behind it. That way the kids can come to the parents and say, guess what's going on our school campus? This is the app that everyone's downloading, Mom, and it's not safe. We need to mm-hmm. warn the school and talk to the parents at that school and blast something out.
Well, and a lot of kids don't.
Proactive.
Yeah, a lot of the kids don't understand, parents don't understand either, that the phone is a portal to that child. I mean, they take photos. The photos say where the photo was taken in the house. I mean, it pinpoints them. And, of course, pedophiles have been using this resource from day one. And even still, even though parents know about this, they have not disabled the locating device and their child's phone.
Yep. And the problem is it's not as though you can have one setting in your phone and choose to not have people track down your kid. Every app that's on your phone has a feature that allows you to decide if you want that app to be able to let people access your kid and find out where they are, like the Snap Map, Snapchat mm-hmm. feature. Parents don't have a clue that you have to make sure that that's set to ghost mode. Otherwise, if you just have that one app, let alone the other thousands of app options, pedophiles can easily track down where your kid is at any time if it's not set on the ghost mode feature. And most parents don't even know that that has been added to the app.
Mm-hmm. And some of these apps, they're traps. They're designed to be traps for our kids. And yeah. if you're not aware of this, I mean, the pedophiles and the evil ones out there, they've got the game figured out. And they're just throwing bait out there to see what kid's going to hit it. And if they do, next thing you know, you got serious problems around the dining table, if you're lucky, if it comes to your dining table. But these kids are dealing with this stuff. I mean, this is tough. I mean, for Jake and for, you know, your family have that kind of relationship where Jake can come to you and say, hey, Mom, you know, this is something that's happening. That's the kind of interaction and conversation we want to have with our kids so that they understand that we're an ally. We're not antagonistic, but we're watching out for them and that, this is a joint effort, you know, that includes our kids.
It couldn't be more well said. That's exactly it. To let them know we're not against them. We just don't trust anybody else out there in the cyber world. And if we share stories, and I have a lot on my website, if we share stories with our kids about what happened to another kid their age that had this app or went to this movie or played this video game and a chat feature through the game, if we share those stories, then our kids will realize that we're not the enemy, but we actually do want to protect them, just what you just said.
Exactly.
That's exactly where we need to be, is on their team and be a leader as a parent. There's a lot of parents today that want to be a best friend because they're afraid they're going to look like the bad guy. But at the end of the day, there's so many parents that are now saying, I never thought it would happen to my kid or our neighborhood, and stuff is happening left and right because the media is just bombarding our kids from every direction.
Well, as we wrap up this first segment, Tina Marie, tell us about the Pulse movement that's sweeping across the states.
Okay, that's a great way to combat the problem. I just met Communications Director of Pulse Movement, Susan Harris. She's fantastic. We met at the National Religious Broadcasters Conference in Nashville about a month ago.
Mm-hmm.
They have hundreds of thousands of kids that attend these events throughout the country. It was started by Nick Hall, who is also a motivational speaker and has been doing this for years. And it basically helps train people in a 1 or 2 day conference how to witness to other people and share your faith and be bold. They have speakers, they have worship leaders, they have great messages where you feel equipped and impact, you know, you're impacted in a way where you leave these events, huge events, knowing how to share your faith with other people. And it's just a great way to know how to not be complacent, but how to go speak truth and love to your friends that are dealing with the issues that obviously Satan is attacking them from every angle.
Exactly.
We're talking Texas Motor Speedway. We're talking 500,000 people gathering at once. And it's for parents and their teens.
Okay, so we got to go to break. I'm gonna let you wrap it up on the other side when we finish and we come back. Tina Marie, the Counterculture Mom on Bill Martinez Live. Stay with us.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-301-1318. 800-301-1318. 800-301-1318. That's 800-301-1318.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. Hispanic entrepreneurs are more bullish than their non-Hispanic peers about revenue and hiring in the year ahead, and optimistic about their long-term future. According to the 2018 Bank of America Hispanic Small Business Owner Spotlight, 37% plan to hire in 2018, and 71% expect revenue increases. Additionally, over three-quarters of Hispanic business owners plan to grow their business in the next 5 years, and nearly 9 out of 10 believe the business environment for Hispanic entrepreneurs will strengthen in the next decade. Elizabeth Romero, Bank of America Small Business Executive, discusses the findings.
One of the fastest growing segments of the small business sector, Hispanic entrepreneurs expect economic growth, higher revenue, and increased hiring in 2018. This overwhelming optimism extends beyond this year, as Hispanic business owners are anticipating a stronger business climate that will help them grow and flourish over the next decade.
For more, visit newsroom.bankofamerica.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Self-reliance. They live here. Bill Martinez live.
And you got to understand, there is a battle for the minds of our kids and our family. That's why we're so grateful for Tina Marie Griffin to be with us. She is the counterculture mom. Your website, Tina, remind everybody really quick up front.
Yes, counterculturemom.com. It's a movement, and we want as many moms and dads as possible to jump on board.
Well, you know, Tina, I was just, I mean, I'm going through her website and we've been talking and we connected here back in February at NRB, the National Religious Broadcasters Conference, and I knew from that moment that she and I had to do something together. She's on top of what is, you know, what our kids are being attacked by. We think it's so benign, you know, all these harmless video games and movies and things like that. And as we were off the air, she was just telling me about a TV series that's coming back. But it's so disgusting. And it's one of those things, what Netflix is producing it, right?
Yeah, Netflix is producing this so-called Big Mouth, and I don't know if I can describe it in a minute, but you know how graphic it is. Is it okay if I actually explain what the show is about?
Well, let's try and be careful, but I'm going to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, I mean, this thing is vulgar, and I, you know, part of me says, okay, let's be careful, but understand that it is graphic, it's nasty, it's disgusting. And these are, this is something like, you know, some of these, you know, rapper videos, you know, that we've talked about before, Tina, that are just so unbelievable that our kids are exposed to. I think I shared with you a while back that, and this was the number 4 rated rapper video. I can't even remember the name of it. I don't even want to, but, I couldn't even watch, 2 minutes of it. It was so disgusting. It was about, you know, women, you know, young girls, sex for money, and it was glamorizing it in such a way. But this, what is being thrust upon by Netflix, and I think Netflix needs to get all kinds of emails from the parents saying, why are you trapping our kids in this kind of debased cultural media? This is absolutely disgusting. Go ahead. And I mean, we have to deal with it. We got to pull back the curtain on it. If we don't and we kind of sidestep around this, we're just, I mean, it is shocking. Let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, go ahead.
It's really shocking. And the crazy thing is, as parents, a lot of times we're out of the loop, but our kids are definitely talking about it at school. It's one of the top rated shows on Netflix. It's called Big Mouth. It's been out for a little bit more than a year. I did a pop culture alert on it a year ago, but I am having a writer on my team cover the story more in detail. The gist is it talks about how children are fighting the temptations of sexual frustrations during puberty, and they have a character on this show that literally has the nose. His nose is the shape of the male anatomy, if you catch my drift. There's no questions about, mm-hmm. when you look at this character, what his nose looks like. And they push homosexual activity. When there's one scene where a boy drops his towel in front of another young boy, and he tells his dad about it later, and his dad's like, it's no big deal if you let your friend kiss your privates. And he actually uses the word. Wait, there's more, this blogger says here. They go as far as teaching children how to have sex with other kids. This show is absolutely disgusting and has become a trend among adolescents everywhere. So you definitely want to make sure your kids are not watching the Netflix series Big Mouth. It's very, very graphic. Like, it's mm-hmm. porn, and they shouldn't have it on there. And this one place called change.org has a petition that you can sign to get this show off the air, and a lot of people are signing it. So if you go to change.org, you can voice a concern there. And I know 1millionmoms.com also has covered Big Mouth in the past. My app, if you download the Counterculture Mom app, there's another way where you can voice your concern about things you see in pop culture, and then I will have stories written about it and petitions started to get these shows off the air. This will be an upcoming blog post on my website, counterculturemom.com, when I got this news flash yesterday.
Mm-hmm. How bad do we need Netflix that you want to support Netflix when they do stuff like this, where they themselves cannot exercise some sort of filter and protection of our kids? And we're going to bring Netflix into our home and tell them that it's okay?
That's exactly it. And there's a lot of programs geared towards teens that are very concerning. The other one is 13 Reasons Why. I just got a news update yesterday, a press release from Parents Television Council, where mm-hmm. Netflix now had to put more protective warnings on their show 13 Reasons Why, because so many kids have committed suicide after watching last year. At the end, there was a powerful, intense scene where literally a graphic suicide scene took place of a high school age character. Well, everybody has been talking about 13 Reasons Why at the schools. Then suicide, 26% ratings went up on Google the day that that show aired, showing that kids were going on and learning more about suicide, and kids were literally taking their lives after watching it.
Mm.
So that's another Netflix show to watch out for, 13 Reasons Why. There's a lot out there where you can talk to your kids about suicide and the dangers of it and what it is without having kids have to watch how a person takes their own life, because that makes them want to do it if they feel depressed or suicidal. They don't realize they can go to a counselor for help or their parents for help. They do what looks like hot, in, and cool with what a TV show is portraying. And that's the danger of what's going on in today's entertainment.
Wow. And I got to imagine, Tina Marie, if we talk to parents who have had to endure the suicide of a child and they see something like this, I mean, the danger signs and signals that come off of this and what this would do in terms of grieving their heart. And, you know, because I think any parent that has gone through something like this, they wouldn't want this upon their worst enemy. The loss of a child by suicide. I mean, the devastation, the impact that has forever this side of heaven on that family is unbelievable.
It is, and just a quick little segue, there is on Hollywood Insider, I do a weekly show having different guests on, and mm-hmm. I was so honored to have the Gonzalez family on several months ago, and you can get that on my YouTube channel, Counterculture Mom YouTube channel. It's on the Blue Whale Challenge, and it was a huge online game that kids started playing last April in our country. Over 130 people have taken their lives, but the thing is, I think it's a lot higher than that. It's just that cops are not able to connect the game to the suicide. But it's a 50-day challenge where the 50th day through this game, the gamer that created this, he's now, I believe, facing time in prison overseas. He tells the kids to commit suicide and how to do it. Well, this Gonzalez family I interviewed, their son took his life last July 8th, hung himself in the closet. His sister found him. And the family on my show just gave the warning signs and what to look for and what he was doing and how they found out, but it was too late. He was drinking bleach on one of the challenges. Mm. He was watching horror flicks and getting 4 hours of sleep a night max, like the stuff that they make these kids do to this game. And parents have been asking me last year, Tina, please talk about it more. So I have this family on, who lived through it, and I cannot imagine. The mom her son's baby blanket while talking about him taking his life, and he was a straight-A student in school. It was it's so sad, and the people that created this game were laughing and saying we're getting rid of the kids that can't think for themselves because they're no longer needed on the face of the earth. Like, very callous no sense of life. Like, they just didn't care about life. They just pursued death and wanted as many kids as possible to die through their game. And it's serious stuff. It's stuff that's hard to talk about, but we have to help save lives, you know?
Exactly. We have to pull back the curtain on this. Let me lighten things up just a little bit. Roseanne, the reboot of Roseanne, its first installment, I guess, when they counted DVR recordings, everything like that. The first one was reaching numbers of like 30 million, in excess of 30 million. Now the second one came out and it just straight up in terms of viewership, 15 million. I mean, this bipartisan popularity of Roseanne's reboot is really catching on, isn't it?
It totally is. And I recently saw a tweet that Rob Lowe did. And he just put out 2-3 days ago, the secret to Roseanne massive ratings is that it celebrates people with huge political differences who are able to still laugh and love together as they passionately disagree.
Mm-hmm. And I like the idea that you've got, Roseanne playing the old school mom. I mean, the traditions that you and I grew up with, and they're clashing with today's millennials and their ideas, and it's a hoot. And as Rob Lowe, pointedly states that, we're able to, through this program, appreciate our differences and to be able to laugh at a time when, Tina Marie, we need to laugh. I mean, we're so serious about it and we're so quick to get into a dogfight over every little thing. I mean, there are some serious things about it and we've covered some very heavy things this morning. But I think, it's also a time where we need to understand that we can celebrate life, celebrate one another and look for the higher calling in each of our lives and promote that.
I couldn't agree more. And there's two quick things that I was going to mention that come off of Roseanne. The only thing that I'm hoping and praying over for that show is that they address the grandson dressing like a girl in a different way, because right now it seems like they are accepting of his decision to dress like a girl and go to school, which obviously causes tons of gender confusion, and it makes viewers lighten up to, oh, okay, it's not that bad. He's just going through a phase. And before we know it, we're totally starting to
embrace that. Right,
yes.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's my major concern with Roseanne. Everything else was fantastically done. Excellent concept and writers for that show.
The writers are doing a great job, and the cast, it's the old cast and a couple of new players, but it's good fun. It is good fun, but yet some of these problematic areas, as you point out, Tina, these are moments, teaching moments, right?
They totally are. And I want to tell people to get thousands of positive entertainment options to bring laughter back in your home. Text the media guide, no spaces, to the number 44222, and you'll get a sweet 4-page PDF in your inbox within a minute. And you'll have tons of options for your family that will have them laugh and not cry.
She's the counterculture mom, Tina Marie Griffin. I'm Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Tina.
You got it.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.